Welcome to Woo With Us, a podcast to help you navigate and explore the many topics of spirituality, woo-woo, mysticism, and more. Don't do your spiritual awakening alone. Join us and let's spiritually awaken together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Woo With Us. Hey, Nicole, how's it going this week?
Good. How's it going with you?
Good. So this week is another fun topic that Nicole brought to my attention that I'd heard of, but I had not done a real deep dive into. So I was pretty excited to kind of dive a little deeper into it, especially since I'm very big into sound and listening to sound and moving your body to sound as part of healing and part of kind of meditation practices and things like that. So this was very fascinating to research and realize that there's a little more science to it than woo. So it's kind of fun. We're getting a little more of a background on science. So this week we're talking about the solfeggio frequencies. And first of all, we hope we're pronouncing that right, because that's how we're going to pronounce it for the whole podcast. So if it's wrong, forgive us. So the solfeggio frequencies are 9 frequencies known for healing and happiness. And these refer to specific tones that create positive shifts when they're played, which will create a mental or physical response in your body. And you can imagine being one of the 5 major senses that it's no wonder that sound has been studied by so many scientists and spiritualists for centuries. And many people have discovered that there's a link between sound frequencies and healing, with music being widely used in spirituality and well-being. We all know during our Reiki sessions, we'll play music. When you're at the spa, they'll play music just to kind of get you into that relaxed state. So healing frequencies refer to sounds that have a positive impact on your body, mind, and spirit. Many therapists use frequencies in their work, which allow these frequencies to work along with your brain waves. And when your brain waves connect with these frequencies, you're able to develop your more higher spirituality and health. They're also used to treat psychological conditions such as depression and insomnia. They can help you connect with higher realms of existence. Maybe you've heard of shamanic chanting, maybe even on a podcast that we recently did. This practice has been found throughout history in a range of cultures and uses chanting to alter states of consciousness. And the link between healing and sound is not new. You can actually trace it back to the ancient Greek philosopher Pythagoras, who wrote about this link. He also believed that sound did indeed impact our well-being. So let's talk a little bit about the history. In 1974, solfeggio frequencies were studied and further developed by Dr. Joseph Pulio, a North Idaho physician. Dr. Pulio used the Pythagorean method of number reduction to decode 6 sound frequencies that create balance and resonance in our bodies and improve our mental health. In his later research, Dr. Pulio described an additional 3 frequencies that complement the solfeggio scale. So the fact that these frequencies promote healing has been confirmed by other scientists as well, such as Dr. Lee Lorenzen, who discovered that their resonant effect happened on water molecules. Some of you out there, if you've been around this spiritual space long enough, I think you've probably heard about those scientific water testing where people talk to water in positive ways or talk to it in negative ways, and you'll actually see the different molecules and how they react. So Dr. Lorenzen actually did a study that studied how the sound of these solfeggio frequencies affect the water molecules. He used electromagnetic energy or vibration, which caused the water to cluster into beautiful hexagonal crystals. Clustered water can move freely through the cell walls and transport nutrients, remove waste, and help to maintain proper communication between our cells. One of the most important studies that confirmed the positive effects of the sound frequencies was conducted in 1998 by Dr. Glenn Rain. He had a PhD from the University of London and was a former professor at Mount Sinai Hospital. And his experiment confirms that what we listen to has a significant impact on the health of our bodies and cells. He measured the effect of 4 musical styles, chants, rock, and classical, into scalar audio waves. Then he played the music into test tubes containing in vitro DNA for an hour. He determined the effects of each type of music by measuring the absorption of UV light in the DNA vials. Two separate experiments show that the Gregorian and Sanskrit chants increased the UV absorption by up to 9%. They produced almost healing effects while the other styles performed much worse. The classical music increased absorption by just over 1%. Rock, on the other hand, decreased absorption by 1.8% and was actually harmful to DNA, which kind of stinks because I like rock music. Dr. Ain's research gives the evidence that sound frequencies can improve our health and bring positive effects on the body and mind. So while Rain's research focused on the physical effects of sounds, a study shows that archetypal sounds can also evoke unconscious emotions. So this proves that auditory stimuli can be successfully used to improve mental health and positively impact our emotional state. So these sound tones can be such a useful tool for healing physical and emotional trauma. And you'll hear a little bit about this later. Nicole's going to go over it, but you can actually multiply the healing effect of the solfeggio frequencies when you combine them with other auditory phenomenon called binaural beats. And there's also something called cymatics, which I don't think we're going to get into today, but Nicole will touch on the binaural beats. So if you want to work with the solfeggio frequencies, it's useful to know the general benefits of each one. So we're going to go through that now. And just kind of understanding that each one has its own specific healing benefits. And if you kind of mix and match them all together, depending on what you need, they'll have a huge impact on your well-being. And the kind of the cool thing about it is too, is, you know, this kind of stuff is accessible to everyone. This isn't like you have to go out and pay a bunch of money to have a Reiki session or to have somebody do like therapy on you. You can do this at home. You can Google these different number of hertz frequencies, and YouTube has every single one of them. You can find apps that have them. So as you listen along to this, if there's something that kind of resonates with you and what you might need today in your life, take whatever that number is that I say and go and do a Google search later and sit down for 10 minutes and listen to it. It's free, you know, and you can kind of think of this as some of them work with the chakras. So you can kind of unblock your chakras that way. The frequencies match the chakras. And I might mention a couple of them in my research. Nicole might have them too, but if not, we have a couple of podcasts on the chakras where I know we talk about the different hertz levels that each one vibrates to. So the first solfeggio frequency is 174 hertz, and this one relieves stress and tension. This is the lowest frequency. It's amazing for stress and pain relief. When you work with this frequency, you can immediately feel like your body kind of just takes it down a notch, like the tension level in your body just kind of unfolds. And supposedly it will help ease muscle pain if you're experiencing that. It's a perfect meditation frequency, in my opinion. Just allow that frequency to kind of wash over your body, listen to the tone of it, listen to the frequency of it, and just kind of zen out when listening to it. I personally like to put this on while I'm working. It just keeps my anxiety levels low, especially if I'm working on Excel spreadsheets. Forget it. I need like something to like calm my brain and not get me all frazzled. So the next one is the 285 hertz, which is for physical healing. This solfeggio frequency is perfect for physical healing, and they specifically mention cuts and minor injuries. So we're not talking about necessarily cancer or like broken bones, just like minor things that may have happened to you. It's said that the frequency can help to speed up the healing and repair your cells. Now, this hertz is also linked to safety and security. If you're feeling confused or anxious about where you are or the journey that you might be on, playing this frequency can help you stay grounded and secure in your body. 396 hertz removes fear and guilt. So this is the third solfeggio frequency. It has a great effect on fear and guilt. Apparently, it works to eliminate negative feelings, freeing you of pain and upset. It's great to turn on if like you're going through a change in your life, a breakup, maybe you lost your job, maybe you're moving, whatever the case may be. It kind of helps to make that fear and that scary feeling subside. But if you can use it in meditation, it can completely relieve the anxiety and fear. Like, it's supposed to liberate you from whatever fear is holding you back if you allow it. Now, this is one that's linked to your root chakra. And if you don't know, your root chakra is located at the base of your spine, and it's linked to security and survival. So of course, that's where your fear comes in. If you're in that fear moment, anxiety about life, that's why you're worried about your survival. It's just a natural human instinct. So this is a great hertz that aligns your root chakra and helps to like unblock it and balance it, you know, if it's overactive when you're anxious and unstable. This frequency gives power to your goals. It eradicates feelings of guilt. It boosts your ability to find inner peace. It helps you overcome fear, which is usually the main obstacle in realizing your dreams. It liberates from your subconscious any negative beliefs and thoughts, helps you balance your root chakra, and it helps turn grief into joy. So the next one, the next solfeggio frequency is 417 hertz. It wipes out negativity. So this will help to work through trauma and negativity from your past. The research I found says this can bring change to your life. Like, you don't even know if you allow for it. It will help you grow and flourish. Working with this helps clear out the negativity within, but it can also help your environment. So if you want to just like, if you're feeling like your house is stagnant, if you had like a friend over who was like having a bad day, or you had a fight with your spouse, or you had a fight with your kids, playing that frequency can actually have a cleansing effect on your house. You know, like, you can play it and it'll cleanse your house, almost like saging or something like that does. The sound can do that as well, especially this 417 hertz. Interestingly, in a 2019 study, it was found that this frequency slowed the heart rate down and decreased blood pressure. So that's kind of fascinating. It found that those who spent time listening to this frequency felt more at peace and calm than the volunteers who listened to 440 hertz. So that's even a little bit higher. This solfeggio frequency is linked to your sacral chakra, which is located below your navel. It's associated with pleasure, sensuality, and joy. So when this is blocked, you're going to find yourself feeling anxious and detached from anybody around you, and also to your creativity. So working with the 417 hertz sound will ease this and help to unblock your sacral chakra and balance it out. 528 hertz is a solfeggio frequency often called the miracle tone. Now, I had not heard of this and I have not yet tried it, but girl, I'm gonna. The miracle tone, I love this. So it's supposed to have such a strong effect on the healing of your body and mind. Working with this tone allows your soul to be cleansed and transformed. It is incredibly powerful and can enhance your spiritual awakening, activate your intuition, and help you with any intentions that you're struggling with. If you want to move forward on your spiritual journey, meditating with this frequency is going to be a game changer. It's also said to aid in the healing of sickness and illness because of its cleansing properties. So this is like a higher level. It's not just those minor cuts and sprains. This is more like COVID, the flu, things of that nature. The next solfeggio frequency is 639. This helps to balance your emotions and to heal your interpersonal relationships. It helps boost positive feelings and then allows you to develop more compassion and kindness in your relationships because of those positive feelings. So if you're struggling in your relationships, people close to you, you can work with this frequency to bring harmony and understanding to that relationship. It'll help you communicate better. It'll help you tolerate better. It'll allow you to see things from other people's perspectives. It said that if you meditate with this frequency, it will help you reflect on your actions and what you have been doing in that relationship and how you can better improve that so that your relationships can improve around you. Now, this one is linked to your heart chakra, and that's obviously where your heart is, in the center of your chest. It governs love, compassion, and forgiveness. when this chakra is blocked or out of balance, it's going to negatively affect your interpersonal relationship. So it makes sense that using this hertz will help you in that area as well. The next solfeggio is 741 hertz. Now, this is said to be used to solve your problems and to help you see those problems and the solution to those problems more clearly. So if you're in a difficult situation, you have no idea what to do, you're stuck, this is said to give you that mental clarity and give you logic. The person that I was researching this on, they said that when they when they're doing their tarot cards or trying to do something like, you know, they're trying to call in answers from spirit, whatever you do to do that, they will play this solfeggio frequency during that because it gives them clarity so that they feel more clear and they have that logic to come to understand what spirit is trying to tell them. It's also a great frequency to use when you need to balance your emotions. If you're all over the place, you're suffering from ups and downs, you're being erratic with your emotions, this is said to help you balance them out. And it'll help you develop your intuition because obviously if you're going to be using your intuition, you need to have a more stable and balanced emotional state. This one is linked to your throat chakra, and the throat chakra governs truth and communication. And so when it's blocked, you're obviously not going to be able to clearly understand anything spirit's trying to communicate with you or people in your life or yourself. Your own communication to yourself is going to be blocked. So working with this can help to balance and clear out your throat chakra. The next solfeggio frequency is 852 hertz, and this is a deeply spiritual tone. It allows you to harmonize with yourself and the universe and helps to elevate your soul. If you want to work with your spirituality, this one can really help you on that journey. When you meditate with this, you'll feel your mind and your soul open. It aligns you with the universe. It creates a connection between yourself and higher powers. It's really great if you're, you know, like me, I had a moment where I kind of fell off the spiritual path and I was not necessarily on purpose, maybe a little bit on purpose, but I was really disconnected from spirit and my own intuition. And this is said to help bring you back to that when you're feeling out of touch with spirit and you're feeling like you've lost that connection. This is a good one to put on to meditate to. It's connected to your third eye chakra, which is again, your connection to your intuition. So it will help you to clear that out and find that more purposeful path of spirituality in your life. And finally, the last solfeggio frequency is 963 hertz, and this is used for spiritual enlightenment and understanding. This allows you to connect with the universe and humanity. It helps you create oneness between yourself and everything. It's an amazing tone, and when you meditate with it, for some reason, it makes things seem clearer. It gives you more positive energy. Your vibrations are like immediately raised without necessarily having to try and focus. So when you're working with this frequency, you're able to connect with the cosmic energy of the universe. So if you want to develop your clairvoyance, your psychic abilities, this is a great frequency to listen to. It's connected to your crown chakra, which of course is your connection to the higher spirit, knowledge, thoughts, universal consciousness. So when that's blocked, you're going to find it really hard to connect with your sense of self and the world around you, and especially spirit. So you can work with that to unlock your crown chakra and heal that. So that's a high level of the solfeggio frequencies and what they are. And I'm going to toss it over to Nicole, and she's going to talk a little bit about how you can use them and some other exciting little tidbits of information.
Thought it was interesting that Denise brought up the 528 hertz, because when I was doing my sessions with other people, my Reiki healing sessions, this is actually the frequency that I played in the background, because I knew that it helped with love, and it helped with healing. So I just felt like that was a good tone to play in the background. So I thought that was interesting. In my research, one thing that I saw was that there are a couple different things that are associated with sound hearing and or sound healing, and one of those was binaural beats. So I did a little bit about what the difference is basically between solfeggio and binaural beats. Solfeggio frequencies are a set of specified frequencies believed to have healing properties. They're thought to have a direct impact on the body's energy systems, and they are perceived by the ears, whereas binaural beats are created by playing two slightly different tones in each ear, and it creates a third binaural beat in the brain. So they're more flexible in their application, with different combinations of tones being used for different therapeutic purposes. They're a form of frequency or brain wave and entrainment music composed of two different frequencies. And the third frequency is the one that is combined in the brain when it listens to those two frequencies. Binaural beat frequency ranges are delta, which is 0.01 to 4 hertz. That's good for meditation, healing, pain relief, deep sleep, and the unconscious mind. The theta, which is the 4 to 8 hertz, is for deep relaxation, creativity, meditation. Alpha is 14 to 30 hertz. It's for stress relief, relaxation, flow states, learning. Beta is 14 to 30 hertz as well. It's for focus, cognition, analytical solutions, active and energetic. And gamma, which is 30 to 100 hertz. It's for creative thinking, enhanced cognition, memory recall, and attention to detail. They allow users to intentionally harness brainwave states that are relevant to the needs of the individuals. The intended frequency is perceived by the brain. Headphones are needed to listen to binaural beats because you're putting one sound in one side and another sound in the other side. Binaural beats have a frequency range that's associated with our five brainwave states. So that's how they came up with the different ranges for binaural beats. So I just thought that was interesting and something that I kind of want to look into a little bit more. I don't know if this had something to do with binaural beats, but I know I remember my grandma was, she had this machine and it was headphones, and it would play these sounds and you were supposed to relax, and it could tell what state of brainwaves you were in, whether it was, you know, alpha or theta or delta. And you were supposed to try to relax and relax and relax and get down to that delta. So that it just reminded me of that when I was doing the research. All right. So how can solfeggio frequencies help you? Studies have been done in the results of listening to solfeggio frequencies, which Denise talked about some of those. And the results have been that they definitely induce a relaxed state, slow the heart rate, and calm the mind. So for no other reason than stress relief, they would be good. But a study in the National Library of Music completed in 2015 focused on whether low-frequency sounds could be a possible treatment for fibromyalgia. And the study found a significant improvement in 73% of the cases. So some of these believe that that is one of those illnesses where they're not really sure, I think, where they come from. So this is something that has been shown to improve that. Sound healing can be used to treat tinnitus and stimulate cell growth. Ultrasound scanning helps doctors discern how we should heal. Ultrasound's also used for when someone's pregnant to see the baby. Music is vibration, and music that vibrates at the right frequency has a positive effect on your matter or your body. I know even just from listening to different songs, and they might even be more than just the beat. It may just be also the memories that are triggered when listening to that song, but I know that they will elicit different emotions inside of us. Our cells vibrate at certain frequencies, and when our body is exposed to certain vibrations, they resonate together, triggering a new vibration in our cells. Our body is made up of 75% water, and water is a conductor of sound. So this is another reason why they think solfeggio frequencies are so effective in creating healings. Specific patterns in solfeggio frequencies stimulate the brain, exposing your brain waves to a range of beneficial frequencies. And these vibrations travel throughout the body and they promote circulation, energy flow, and rejuvenation. The frequency of the sound synchronizes with the brain waves and activates healing in the body. And it also penetrates into the conscious and subconscious mind. The solfeggio frequencies can improve cognition, release trauma, and reduce stress. Music can make us feel calm. It can lower blood pressure and also reduce pain perception. People found that listening to the solfeggio frequencies once a day for several weeks could change their temperament. So they are less likely to get angry. They have better patience. They don't shout as much. So how you use them? Well, as you listen, it's if you want to kind of take note for how these different frequencies affect you, it's good to, as you listen, pay attention to your body and the emotions that arise within you. I know that when I was first listening to a couple different solfeggio frequencies, I found a couple on YouTube and I would actually listen to them while I was in the shower. I kind of thought of it as like, I'm cleansing my body and I'm cleansing my energy. But I noticed that there were some, and I can't even remember now which ones they were, probably 174, but it brought up like anger in me. And they say that that is common because it's, that is the trigger to help you heal. So it is going to bring these feelings up. They're going to surface in you so you can heal them. So when you're listening to these, you can ask yourself some questions, you know, how do you feel? What thought or repressed urges rise to the surface when you listen to them? Which sounds make you feel light and which ones disturb you? It said it's best to listen to each tone individually. And if you need to listen to more than one, do it one after another. I know that on some of the YouTube videos that I found, they would have like a chakra cleansing one. And I think that that one would go through all the different solfeggio frequencies after a certain period of time. Like maybe you listen to each one for 5 minutes. So, but you can also do that yourself. You can listen to, you know, find on YouTube 174, listen to that, then listen to the next one. And it's supposed to just kind of go up your body and cleanse your chakras in your body. Listening to them while you meditate, that was what Denise was talking about a lot. That's good. It can help you. It's a sound that can help you focus on that sound while you're meditating. If you listen while you're contemplating something, you can help to come up with an answer to maybe what you're contemplating. Listen to them if you need to de-stress, which is kind of the point of meditation anyway. So that would be a good thing to do. You can play them as background noise in your home. So Denise said she likes to listen to them while she works. That was something else I was thinking. I've been studying for a couple different things lately, learning some new things. So I know that certain frequencies were good for having a clear understanding of something or for learning. So it may be good to have that particular frequency playing in the background while you're learning. You can listen to them while you're sleeping. There's some YouTube ones that are specific for, you know, balancing your chakras while you're sleeping. You can align your chakras or listen to the frequency associated with the chakra that you're having a problem with, and it can help remove the blockage and rebalance the chakra. As Denise mentioned, some of them are good for cleansing your space. I know that when I cleanse my house with sage, I will play one of the solfeggio frequencies while I'm walking around my house cleansing. It can help raise your vibration. You can listen while you're working on the computer, reading a book. So this isn't time that you have to set aside special for listening to solfeggio frequencies, in addition to meditating, in addition to writing, in addition to journaling, in addition to everything else you have to do. This could be something that you're just have on in the background. They say that you actually get the most benefits from having it at a low volume than from blasting it. So you can listen to, I said I listen when I'm in the shower, but also while you take a salt bath, you can listen while you're performing Reiki. They say that you can listen when you're creating a vision board or writing down your goals. That can help you kind of cement those into place. You can listen while incorporating different activities with the moon cycle. You think about the moon, there's different things. We did a podcast episode on it. You know, you do something certain for the full moon and for the new moon and for the half moon. Well, I feel like some of these solfeggio frequencies tie in with that. So you could do those at the same time. You can listen to them while working on visualization practices. You visualize yourself overcoming the obstacle, visualizing the energy of the frequency flowing through your body. You can listen to them while you're doing chores. You can wear solfeggio frequency crystals and apply essential oils. So that would be, you know, just putting the solfeggio frequencies near your crystals, and then you can wear them. You can do the same thing with essential oils. And then sound therapy, listening to the frequencies can induce a state of relaxation and promote healing. Okay, so we've done all this on solfeggio frequencies. Sounds pretty good. There's a lot of studies. So why were they forgotten? Well, throughout different points in history, people use different tuning applications. So the ancient tuning practices used a system known as just intonation, which is pure intervals between every note that were mathematically related by ratios of small whole numbers leading to a more pure sound. After that came the 12-tone equal temperament. And it is thought that one of the contributing factors to us forgetting about the solfeggio frequency in history is the timing in which we discovered them. It was in the middle of the Western Europe's Middle Ages, and it was right before the Great Schism of 1054, and the separation between the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church. So it's thought that some of these, that the solfeggio frequency is kind of maybe came at a time when people were kind of getting away from the Roman Catholic Church. And so this could be one of the reasons, another reason why solfeggio frequencies were lost for a while. Albert Einstein said that matter is actually energy that vibrates at a lowered state and it's perceived by our senses. And he believed that all matter beings vibrate at specific rates, and everything has its own melody. So the musical nature of nuclear matter from atoms to galaxies is finally being recognized in science. And solfeggio frequencies can bring you back to the original tones of the heavenly spheres. One of the things that I found interesting was in a couple of books that I read, and I can't remember exactly which ones they were. Dolores Cannon, I know I've read a bunch of her books, so it could be her. But Brian Weiss, maybe it was some of his books, but when they were taking some of their patients back to past lives or back to when they would like return to, you know, one, the creator, the thing that they noticed was this beautiful music, and it wasn't music like they'd ever heard before. And I feel like that is these frequencies. And I think that we're tapping into them. And it's like this connection that we know in our soul. So I just find that interesting. What they said is that the modern scale that we use now is thought to restrict our thinking and stifle our emotions and produce a lower consciousness and create physical problems. So the Age of Enlightenment started just decades before the creation of this 12-tone equal temperament, the modern scale. And the music during this time period became more secular, removing itself from the influence of the Christian church. And many people have a positive reaction to the sixth note scale, which is the solfeggio frequencies. And it's speculated that it's because the scale is creating better harmony in our lives and in the world. So as far as sound healing goes, listening to percussive instruments like gongs, Tibetan singing bowls, and tuning forks reduces stress and can place the listener into a meditative state. Practitioners offer their services as an alternative treatment for problems like anxiety, chronic pain, sleep disorders, and PTSD. Evidence of using sound, music, and chants to heal date back thousands of years to ancient Egyptians and Australia's Aborigines. Music is a known de-stressor. Scientists from the National Institute of Health found that subjects who listened to classical music before a stressful event recovered from stress faster than those who listened to rippling water or simply relaxed in quiet. Music is a part of the cycle of life. Music is based on rhythm and harmony, and human life is also based on rhythm. We have a day and a night. We have seasonal changes. Our psychological, our physiological and biological functions are rhythmic. We inhale, we exhale, our hearts beat. We have contraction and expansion. We sleep, we're awake, we eat, we have menstrual cycles. We all have these cycles. And so music has a cycle too. So music is thought to also increase self-esteem and increase interpersonal skills. Another study found that music can have a positive effect on the autonomic nervous system and the endocrine system while reducing stress. They also found in a study that Alfred Tomatis developed hearing and listening therapies known as the Tomatis method, and used music to cure hearing loss and successfully used it to treat autism and learning disabilities. He used recordings of Gregorian chants, which was one of the original sources of the solfeggio frequencies. So I just found that interesting because I don't think I've ever heard anybody say anything about how it could help with learning disabilities and autism, but it makes sense because I do know some people who have some problems focusing, and music seems to get them to focus in. So it makes sense that music and solfeggio frequencies would help in this too. So each solfeggio tone helps peel away layers of negativity and energy and blockages, and helps you experience a spiritual release. It helps raise your vibration. It can bring calm and inspiration, cleansing and clarity. And some people have found that it actually helps with headaches and repressed emotions. So I don't know. I think that there's something to solfeggio frequencies. I only heard about it probably a year or two ago, and I started just kind of messing around with it. And it does seem like it's been beneficial. So I don't know if you're interested. I feel like it's something that you should check out. I'm going to mess around with this thing that I found. There's two. One of them was for solfeggio frequencies and one was for binaural beats, but it was like a generator and you can like make your own tones based on those frequencies. And I just thought that might be something cool to mess around with. So there's stuff like that online too, if you wanted to check that out. But that's all I have. Do you have anything else to add, Denise?
No, but what a cool concept. And like, again, it's free. You have nothing exactly to lose. Like, just try it out. You don't even have to, like Nicole said, you don't even have to set aside time to do it and make it another thing on your list. Just put it on while you're doing something else. Maybe you go for a walk and you put these on and you walk in nature. Maybe you put it on while you work like I do. Maybe you put it on and, you know, while you're in the shower, like Nicole, just to give it a try. Like, what can it hurt? You know, just for free. I know I'm definitely going to start, I think, when I'm doing my meditations, adding, like, being more specific about this, about trying them and actually seeing what comes up for me versus just letting my meditation be chosen for me every day. I kind of just scroll through YouTube right now and just find something to listen to. But I think I'm going to be more specific and intentional with the solfeggio frequencies, just to kind of give it a try and see what comes up. And so I hope you all will do that too. I had a little quick thought about trying to maybe plug in some solfeggio frequencies on here, maybe at the end of this, if I can figure it out and it sounds good, perhaps you'll hear it in a few minutes. If not, you're going to have to go look them up yourself on YouTube. So if you have nothing else, I have nothing else.
I don't either. So I guess we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
This is 174 hertz. This is 285 hertz. This is 396 hertz. This is 417 hertz. This is 528 hertz. This is 639 hertz. This is 741 hertz. This is 852 hertz. This is 963 hertz. Thanks so much for listening. Your support is so important to us, and we really appreciate you giving us a rating and subscribing to our podcast so you never miss an episode and we can reach more souls.